I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
So I'm looking at the YouTube feed that we've got going right now, which you can find through the Annie Fry Show social media pages. And Todd says, is it me or does Mike look like Jay Leno's younger burnout brother?
I don't know how you take that.
Smoking a doobie, man.
I laughed at it.
I don't want the late night career.
That's right.
I just want to snack all night.
I'm not opposed to snacking all night. It's 1:08. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Annie Fry. You know, it's funny because, I mean, for, you know, what? How many years was I on TV around the state? And you got to have the news anchor haircut, mm-hmm. and I'm, you know, putting all kinds of junk in it the whole time. And I finished with TV over a year ago now, and I'm like, screw it, man. I'm tired of it. I'm just gonna, you know, normal, look like me. And I'm a rock and roll guy at heart, and I grew out the hair a little bit. Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Todd's like, I mess with Mike. I know. That was funny. I thought it was funny. All right. Hey, but you know who else is just doing him is our next guest, Tyrus.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
And, of course, you can hear him on, see him on Fox Nation all the time. Matter of fact, Tyrus, you were on with Harris Faulkner a little bit earlier, and the topic du jour is, well, we're back to, you know, celebrity candidates for politics. I mean, obviously, Caitlyn Jenner and Matthew McConaughey, but, you know, you can go back to now people talking about The Rock and Oprah Winfrey, and even, you know, Donald Trump was reality TV before he ran for president. Is this a good or bad thing, man?
Each case, first of all, keep it up, bro. Be who you're going to be, because it's a better you. You know, like, yeah. I get on the wise guys, they're like, where's your suit? I'm like, I have a 22-inch neck.
Yeah.
26-inch guns, bro. This is what you're giving me. Einstein wore the same outfit every day, so I'm good with this. So it's always better when you're true to yourself. And speaking of that, that's the problem with celebrities. We never really know if we're going to get the character or we're going to get the actual person. So each case is different. I think Ronald Reagan was probably the first in terms of like being such. He was a world-renowned actor. And he got into politicians, and he did a great job. You never really confused him as, like, you never call him the president actor, you know, because he was a great president. And a lot of his policies and influence is still strong in the Republican Party today. So, you know, so Ronald Reagan was a good example of that. I think President Trump was another one was a good example of that because he his reality TV show was more about a show. You know, he was the boss. He did the hiring and firing, and Americans really got behind that, and they liked that, and they saw that he was an outsider and told it like it was, so they appreciate that. Arnold Schwarzenegger, very similar in California. So now we're dealing with, you know, you have Caitlyn Jenner and you have Matthew McConaughey. We're not in Caitlyn, she did an interview with Sean Hannity, which she laid out her plan and her outlines and stuff like that. And I think as far as those things go, I think she has a point. But I'm just not sure that the circus that is the Kardashian-Jenner family is going to help her in terms of reality TV star as it did help with President Trump, because there's a lot of what-have-yous and a lot of extra baggage that goes with that. And I'm not sure that isn't going to be louder than her message. So like I said on the show, I'm 50-50 on it.
Yeah, now, is there a worry that, of course, everybody buys in, like you said, you get the character on there, but once you get into real-life situations where you've got to take a real stand on real issues, you find out that you tick off, you know, half the electric one way or the other, and the consultants would say it's bad for your brand at some point, but there is a real reality that anybody who runs for office has to deal with, and, I mean, that's, you don't get to keep the character for too long, do you?
No, and I think, okay, Matthew McConaughey, for a perfect example, if his answer for every crisis in Texas was, all right, all right, all right, yep. Like, what the hell? You would have to, and the same thing would go with The Rock, it would be like, it doesn't matter what your name is, that's not going to work. You would have to, if you're going to take public office, you have to be willing to let your celebrity status go. You have to be willing, because you're not going to be for everyone anymore. Matthew McConaughey, when I hear he's in a movie, I'll probably watch it. I like it. He seems to me, you know, seems to me like a decent guy, but I don't know his personal feelings or what he's going to do when he has to make decisions. Because there's a thing about politics. Every decision you make, whether you think it's great, good, bad, or whatever, somebody is always affected in the negative. If you're going to tax the upper class, they're going to be upset about it, and the middle and lower class are going to be good with it. If you make a law that, you know, protects the environment, but then farmers are losing their land, somebody's always going to be hurt. That's the problem. That's the burden of being a president. So you can't, or any type of office, if you're going to do it, so you have to let your stuff go. Can you let being a celebrity go? I don't know how many movies President Reagan did after he was president. I don't think he did any. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he could have. He 100% could have. But that's if you're willing to sacrifice that. You know, I get a lot of people tell me always, like, hey, you know, you should be in politics. You should do this. You should do that. If I was going to run for political office, my TV career would be over, because to do that, I have to be willing to sacrifice that, you know, and that's the real question. It can't be a caveat. You can't add it to your resume. It's like, oh, I'm an actor and I'm still going to do movies while I'm the governor of Texas. I just don't think that works. And I don't think the American people are going to buy into that.
Tyrus is on the phone with us. It seems like some of these guys that we're talking about, Matthew McConaughey and The Rock especially, we know, you know, certain positions that they have, but not a lot, and not really the really divisive ones, especially in the case of Matthew McConaughey. At the same time, these guys, he's got a book out. The Rock's got a new show out. Do you think that even people like Trump, you know, when he first ran, do you think that he really intended to win the presidency? Or do you think a lot of these people just kind of float their name promotionally?
Well, I think if you're willing to go through the living hell that is mainstream media to run for office only to get your name out there, I think there's a real problem. And you have a serious attention-seeking disorder. Like, we literally, in this country, not only the COVID-19 was horrible in the pandemic, but also we had a huge case of narcissism. You really can't wear a mask to stop narcissism. So if you're that narcissistic to where you would run for, put it out there, you run for public office to get people to watch your TV show, you are literally the last person I would ever want making decisions about policy in this country, because it's like, well, how many likes on Twitter am I going to get if I decide to, build the wall? Well, you're going to lose some. Oh, don't do it then. You know, like, that's, if that's where your leadership comes from, stick to the movies, stick to make believe. You're a lot safer there.
Yeah, and maybe do fundraising for your candidates if you really want to be involved. I can only think of one politician who was an actor, went back, got elected to office, and then went back and did acting, and that was Senator Fred Thompson. Because remember,
he was awesome on Law and Order.
He was
awesome.
Great. Oh, yeah. He was fantastic on
Law. I learned something new every time he came on. That is the only exception to the rule, because he was still Mr. Thompson. He still sat there with a glass of scotch and made great decisions and always taught lessons. And he asked questions and riddles. Phenomenal. Greatest DA in the history of Law and Order. I said it.
I'm with you, man. No, he was a great actor. I mean, he was in movies and TV, and then he went back. And for some reason, he was forgiven by Hollywood for being a Republican, and then still went back into to Law and Order. And so that just shows how great of an actor he was. And he was a pretty darn good senator as well. But Tyrus, talk to the people out there. We vote who we're familiar with. We vote with people who we like. That's why you see yard signs every time somebody's electing a city council or a school board person. You don't know who it is, but you've seen the name Smith a million times. So I don't know. I'll vote for Smith. So there is an electoral value in name identity, and it may be incumbent on us to say, no, do your research, know who you're voting for. Just because they're famous doesn't mean they're a good fit to be a leader.
Well, that's the problem. We conflate the two. I think George Bush, when he ran, everyone's thing was like, well, I feel like I can have a beer with him and go to a baseball game with him. That was like the people were like, that's why I'm voting for him. There was, and there was a lot of that. And because he was affable and likable, and I love him, and I think he was a really good president in a really tough time. And I like him even more as a former president now, and I think his books are great, and what he's doing for veterans is phenomenal. But you have to research. You cannot vote just party. You have to vote. You have to put yourself before party. You have to vote on things that make the best sense for you and your family and where you're at. And voting for somebody just because they're really cool on TV, understand that that's not them. They're playing a character. Somebody wrote it for them. So you have to research a guy. And if you say, oh, man, I really like McConnell. Okay, cool. Let's look at where he stands on this, or what has he done to support this or that, and you're not seeing anything. And the only thing that he'll stand by is like the generic stuff. Well, I want to make sure everyone has a good education. I'm going to make sure that we have new jobs. Well, everyone's saying that. How are you going to do that? What are you going to do for every new job you make that closes old jobs? How are you going to handle that? And if they're not able to answer those questions, or there's no evidence of that, then you really need to think about, maybe it's better if I just see them in the movie and not necessarily standing outside of my city hall. So we all have to research better. That's the one thing. Another thing in the pandemic is everybody's researching stuff. And of course, President Trump has changed the game in terms of how you look at politics, because it's transparent now. It's up there with everyone knows what everyone's doing now. Every time he calls somebody out for not supporting the agenda after they said they did it or going back or whatever, they'd be like, well, who's this guy and who's this guy? We now know who the senators are and who the House leaders are, the minority leaders. Where before, people didn't really pay attention to that. And now it matters that no one likes the Senate. Now we're seeing a lot of retirements and a lot of people are getting out because they know they're not going to get reelected, because the jig is up. People are paying attention now. And if it wasn't for the transparency that was on President Trump's watch, whether you like it or not, everyone was watching and everyone was paying attention to government. And government became like a sports show where everyone was watching to see what was going on. And statistics was, well, he's always voting no on this, but he's saying yes on that, so maybe this isn't our guy. So there's good things that come from it, I think. But you're 100% right. We got to research everybody.
Tyrus is on the phone with his Fox Nation host of Nuff Said. Just before we run out of time with you, this is all relevant, of course, because Caitlyn Jenner is running for governor of Florida. Any predictions on what's going to happen?
California.
Maybe not necessarily just with Caitlyn Jenner, but with Gavin Newsom. Is he going to
retain? I'm fairly confident that she will not win in Florida, no matter how hard she tries. One, she's, I don't think, resident. And it's an absolute contradiction.
Did I say Florida?
Yeah. Conflict of interest. I think the brother in Florida, I think he's going to be all right. I don't see Newsom losing. I see hopefully this is an attention getter and maybe regroup and run when his term is up. I think the field is going to be so full. Votes are going to be spread. And of course Focus today, the mass exodus of California by Republican voters to Texas and to Arizona is substantially going to hurt with a spread out field. Even though and Newsom always finds a way to ride out the news cycle, So I think that plays in his favor. So I would like to see if she uses this and see how much reaction, how many votes she got, and then regroup and come back when his term's up. So I don't see this ending in any other way. I think he survives this, but if she's the standout out of the field, then then she should look at this and regroup and come back.
And Tyrus, before we let you go here, I mean, that's goes back to the original point that was being made is, okay, so if Caitlyn Jenner is the standout candidate of whoever else is in that race, nobody else is getting the attention. Well, why? Because they're not a celebrity, especially somebody like Caitlyn Jenner, who, you know, first became known because of being an Olympian and then became known because of the transgender status and now is an activist. So it's an eclectic person who's there, but that would be why this would be why Caitlyn Jenner is leading, which goes back to the original point is this how we select our nominees and make our policy decisions? I mean, Ronald Reagan at least had experience as a governor before he went to be president.
Well, it also has to go with how serious people are about change. And if you're saying that somebody who's just known from notoriety on TV is a better choice than the politician you have in there, I guess that in itself is a message. And two, you would hope that, and I would argue, being a former Olympian, that I'm sure she takes everything serious and trains her brain the same way she trained her body. So she's probably, just based off success in her life and overcoming obstacles, I would say that she's not your ordinary celebrity candidate. So I wouldn't be surprised that she has a strong agenda and people are relating to it. So that could kind of be another reason. If it's purely off of the train wreck that is reality TV, then no, I don't think she has a shot. I think it actually hurts her. But she had some strong points. I think her stuff on immigration was intelligent, compelling, made sense. And I really felt like it was not just a greatest hits on TV interview. It was she took it seriously as a politician and generally believes that she can make change. So all those are good, positive signs. I just don't know if this particular type of election is the best election for her in terms of getting in the office. I think Newsom has enough Democratic poll, and I think he's got enough votes to maintain.
All right, Tyrus from Fox Nation. Find him on Twitter, @PlanetTyrus, of course, the host of Nuff Said. Good talking to you again, Tyrus.
Always a pleasure.
All right, still ahead here. Speaking of Florida, Governor DeSantis signs a new election reform bill, and already the media is lying about it. And we're going to talk to folks from Landmark Legal Foundation about that just ahead right here on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.